In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and God created the oceans, the seas, and the firmament, the dry land. In fact, God the Father created all things in the beginning, so we are told in the very first chapter of the book of Genesis. You have read that, right? Read it again. It's a powerful, powerful story. The seas, the oceans, are really special, are they not? We gravitate towards sandy beaches and crashing waves. We feel something special when we dive deep, don't we? Boy, I do. Millions love to fish on the ocean blue. Cruising on large ships the world over is now bigger than ever. So much of life, so many years ago, came from Mother Ocean. The sea is exciting, alive, vibrant, and full of mystery and wonder. We cherish this worldwide treasure. All of us do. But the oceans and the seas are much more. They are waterways, shipping. Millions of tons of commerce occur every day. Gigantic boats and ships carry goods of all kinds and raw materials to every nation. Without ocean commerce, life as we know it would not exist. The oceans separate nations, providing borders. Salt water is everywhere, occupying most of the space of our earth. The seas are a God-made treasure which we should never, ever fail to appreciate. On its surface, the navies of the world roam. Aircraft carriers, destroyers, and ships of all kinds, ready for battle, sail constantly. They are, these modern navies, ready to attack or defend. Without a naval presence, current and forceful, any nation, including our very own, would be at risk. Our beloved America must have the strongest possible navy, current in technology and investment, so that we the people can live safely in our own land. We as citizens must be certain that our elected officials fully invest in a modern, competitive Navy, now and forevermore. But there is really much more to the Navy and much more to these oceans deep. It is what happens underwater. Underwater. Communications occur underwater, miles and miles of cable. But so do perhaps the most valuable military tool, the submarines. The submarine is a lethal presence, an attack machine. These incredible vessels can stay underwater, submerged for months. They can roam the world virtually undetected. They can launch lethal missiles from underwater or even on the surface. Those missiles can be nuclear in nature with the potentiality of catastrophic destruction. Many in our military, and especially the American Navy, think that the submarine is the most important weapon in the arsenal of the American military. And they're probably right. They claim that the submarine is absolutely critical, that America invest in this submarine, constantly improve its technology and its strike force nuclear capability, both as a deterrent weapon and as an attack machine if necessary. America must, these naval experts boldly state, produce better and more submarines, more so than anything else military for the defense and counterattack which our country needs as a military weapon. Military demands and requirements of this hostile age in which we live require that. Oh, I wish it were not so, but unfortunately it is. But sadly, my fellow Americans, our investment in the Navy and especially submarines has lagged. The very last meaningful investment America has made in the Navy and submarines came during the presidency of Ronald Reagan, way back then, all the way back to the era 1980 to 1988. Reagan was for military investment, but the 35 years since Reagan, military budgets have declined, and no longer is our once mighty Navy the worldwide superior force it once was. So, there are now two nations, warlike and militaristic, which are committed to becoming superior to our American Navy. Those nations are, you guessed it, Russia and China. Russia and China. These two nations, both hostile to America, waiting for the day of her demise, want to rule the oceans. They, Russia and China, want to control the seas which God made. They want to be able to strike America with nuclear force on and below the oceans, if they can. China and Russia wait for the day when they know they are militarily superior to America, which would allow them to attack our country with submarines and nuclear missiles, if they so desire. And if, my fellow Americans, that day comes, God forbid, there would be little we could do to defend against such an attack. President Trump has attempted somewhat successfully to restore the necessary military budgets, especially in the Navy and submarines. But that budget investment, back on track in 2017, may very well now be derailed, since the Democrats now control the House of Representatives and Speaker Pelosi has made it clear that she intends to reduce the military budget and invest those critical monies in social programs. And if she succeeds, my fellow Americans, America's critical naval defenses will weaken further. China and Russia continue to invest and expand and produce naval equipment which can be superior to America's fleet in short order. Nothing would endanger our country more. Nothing. Nothing. I, for one, do hope and pray Pelosi does not make that happen. Even now, Russian subs patrol our borders, Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. They sail legally in international waters, gathering information to be sure, but as well, ready for warfare if an attack should come. Some, if not all, of these warlike submarines are equipped with warheads with a serious capability of firing missiles at any city in America. That's scary, isn't it? Whole cities like New York or Los Angeles could be wiped out at the push of a nuclear submarine button. The possibilities are frightening and demand a current, consistent, and qualitative response from our American government and our politicians. The investment by we the people in submarines must go forward and without interruption. Every right-thinking man and woman wants peace, not war. But war and more war is inevitable. In fact, Scripture tells us that much of the world will end in nuclear warfare. There will be, says the Bible, an Armageddon where billions will die, and much of this world as we know it will be destroyed. That is a most horrible thought, but unfortunately, says the Bible, a coming reality. Much of the so-called tribulation to come may be nuclear in nature. If so, the submarine will play a major role in that worldwide destruction. And when that war comes, with China and Russia as major participants, we, the Americans, we must be ready. Ready to defend, and if circumstances so warrant, ready to counterattack. The submarine should be our weapon of choice. It rules the waters, the submarine does. It rules the oceans and the seas, underwater or on the water and even over it. And even as we the people pray and work for peace, we must be watchmen and watchwomen on the wall, protecting our borders, protecting freedom and democracy everywhere, and ready for the evil onslaught sure to come. For the sake of your family, your friends, your children, and your grandchildren, and for all Americans, and for all freedom-loving people the world over, please contact your representatives, your congresspersons and senators, and tell them that we the people must continue to invest in our military for the defense and protection of our great country, and especially our Navy, and even more especially our submarines. All of us are in imminent danger if we do not. The world in which we live is a tinderbox, ready to explode at any time. We must be ready, always ready to protect and defend. My fellow Americans, we have no other choice.